Hello, I'm Dora Martin. This is my third recording. So this recording, I'm going to talk about my book, How I Got Started. People ask me, Dora, how did you get this idea in your head and how did you do the plot and put it all together? It must be really hard or you must be super intelligent. And I said, well, not really. It all started around 2000, year 2000, maybe even 2001, either before or after, around that time. And I was just simply walking, taking a walk in my local park, when suddenly, boom, the heaven opened and downloaded this vision in my head. And to be honest, I don't read fantasy fiction book. It's not my genre. I read books on autobiographies, on people who have faced their challenges in their life and come through and ended up on top of their game. So this book was like in my head now, and I did nothing with it, to be honest, for 10 years. I didn't write it because, maybe because it wasn't my genre. And also, I was busy with life. I had my own issue and challenges going on in my personal life. In the meantime, I had all these characters running around in my head, and I was actually talking about this book. So from 2000 to 2008, I met this friend who I was always talking about this book to him, and he said to me, "Well, Dora, you're talking about this book. You haven't written it. If you did a chapter every weekend, bearing in mind there is 52 weeks of the year, you can do this book. If you every week 52, then you have this book done. But I'll tell you this now, it will take you 4 years to get your book done." And I can recall, I'm thinking, well, if I can get this done in a year, why would it take me 4 years? So he said, "Well, what are you going to do?" So I said, "Okay, I'm going to go home and write this book." But when I went home, I didn't write this book. And he rang me up and said, "Okay, Dora, so are you writing?" Yes, I'm writing." So I began to write, and every weekend, my dear friend, he challenged me, he rang me to see what I was doing and where I was at. And I kept going, I kept going, I kept going. And it was easy for me to write the book because it was all in my head. It was like, when you watch a film and then you have to write it all down. And that's what I was doing. I saw this film, this panoramic view of this long screen, and I had to write it all down. And so it was easy. I was the universe, something in my head was dictating, and I just wrote it all down. There was no effort involved in at all. It took me 4 years because life got in the way, I got tired, and some weekends I just didn't have the energy to write. But the images and the story and the characters, they wouldn't leave me alone. They were buzzing around in my head until I completed it. So in the 4 years, actually 3 years, I finished it. The last year was to get it edited, proofread, and put it out there. So I met a lady who she was a publishing coach, and I went to one of her workshops, and because she said she could help us get our book out there, so I went along, and I didn't realize you had to have so many words to publish a book, to have a novel. You had to have at least 75,000 words, and I was 10,000 words short. And I thought, oh my goodness. So I went home, and in fact, I have to say, the best part of the book that made it a bestseller, the best part was putting down those last minute .com words. And the last minute words, Vera does fantastic. She said that we had to make the page, our book, a page turner. And those last minute 10,000 words I had to find was it that made the book. If I hadn't have put those extra 10,000 words in, I think my book would have been a flopped. So it wasn't that hard at all. I think I don't know how other authors write a book when they write it from scratch, but my book was always in me, keeping me awake, and I did try to, put it out of my mind. But obviously, the universe chose me. I don't know why it chose me, and said, "Dora, you are going to write this book, and you're going to put it out there." And obviously, now that the book is out there, I am no longer haunted by the characters. They do not keep me up at night, and it's been really fun and a great journey, and I have really enjoyed doing it. I'm on my second book now, and the same thing, the characters keep me up at night, and they won't go until the book is completed. The theme and the plot for my book here, Broken Oath, even that it wasn't hard for me to do because the story was always there. There was one or two occasions when I had writer's block, but it may be because I just forgot, as you can forget what happens in film if you see a film, and I just forgot what happened at a certain point. So I would meditate on it, meditate, put it up there to the universe and say, "Help me to write this chapter." There was one point where I was stuck on chapter 4 and I had to pray about it, put it up there, and I woke up in the morning and it downloaded the whole of chapter 4 for me, and I just typed it up. I didn't have to think about it. However, I did get stuck on the last chapter. I had no idea, and it was on a holiday to Beijing in China that I had a fantastic dream, and it's that fantastic dream that I put together to make the ending of the book. So that's it. So that's how I got started with my book. It's quite easy for me. Like I said, the universe does not discriminate when it wants a human soul to do a task. It doesn't say, "Okay, well, you're right, I'll give you this." There was like Joe Blogs doing my coaching, and that was all I was doing. And then suddenly it said, "Well, Dora, you are going to write this fantasy fiction, Broken Oath, and put it out there for the public," which I have done. And I'm really glad. And when the universe gives you a task to do, the best thing to do, and the best advice that I can give you is to do it, because you can't get away from it. When the universe has ordained that you are the one, you are the one. So that's the end of my recording here, and I hope you look forward to my next recording. Bye for now.